Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Oh, we just don't stop around here. Another day of open forum here at Catholic Answers this week. It's Thursday. We usually do open forum on Thursdays, but this is the third time this week we've done it, and we just love getting your calls,
818-7884 is the reason number to call in with a question.
Yes, 888. Say it again, Jimmy.
888-318-7884. It's okay. I've been doing the show since 1998.
Well, but I'm looking at the wrong number. See, because like, because we're doing Pledge Drive this week, too.
Right. And so we have another number that's prominently displayed here in the studio.
And I could not get it out of my head. So thank you for saying that. But any call, any question that you have today on any aspect of the Catholic faith, you most certainly do not have to be Catholic to call. You can be Catholic and call, but anybody's welcome to call. We love answering questions about the Catholic faith, and we are ready and willing to take your questions. However, also today is the third day and the final day. As a matter of fact, we're in the final 2 hours now of our pledge drive.
Right. We only do pledge drive once every 3 months, and we only talk about it on the air for 2 hours on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, and a Thursday. So that's 6 hours, but it's really not even that because we also continue to answer questions during these shows. So we really try to keep the fundraising minimal. But it is something we need to have happen because this radio show, like any radio show, costs money to produce. I mean, we have electricity. We have internet in order to be able to pipe the signal to the networks. We have people's salaries we need to pay. We have the cost of the equipment. And then there's all the other work that Catholic Answers does. And so we need your support to keep the radio show on the air and to keep Catholic Answers strong. The number to call and make your donation is 888-291-8000. That's the mystery number that Cy was starting
You're
to say.
You're a show-off, Jimmy Akin.
I'm also looking right at the number. It's 888-291-8000. And if you have trouble getting through, you can – or if you're listening later, if you're, say, listening on podcast at some other time, you can still support the show by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and making your donation securely and safely online. You shouldn't, if you're listening live, though, have trouble getting through because we've opened up our phone lines to where everybody in the building virtually is able to assist you. So you could be talking to all kinds of different people, all the way up to our president, Christopher Check. We're really committed to making it easy for you to be able to call in and make your donation. So the number again for that is 888-291-8000. You'll hear us saying it periodically through the show, but now's a good time to call. It's once again 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. I'm just saying it to prove that I can. 888-291-8000. And Jimmy, we have an extraordinary gift today, or extraordinary offer.
Yeah.
Because we asked during the week if people could support us with matching money for Thursday, and we have $10,000 today, Jimmy.
So we've got so the way this works, because this is a real match. We don't get the money if you don't donate to us, and so it's a dollar for dollar match. If you donate $100 to us, that will become $200 through the generosity of some donors who've put up the $10,000 matching challenge that we've got. But we've got to get started on that because we only have less than 2 hours now to talk about it. And we've got all the other stuff we need to do, like answering your questions. So please don't put it off. If you've been thinking about making a donation to Catholic Answers Live, if there's been a little bit of a tug on your heart, wondering, should I? Please go ahead, answer that call, and place a call to 888-291-8000. It's the last day of the drive. We're not going to be able to talk about this for another 3 months, and we've got 2 hours now to make up that $10,000. And also something, Cy, that you know, but that I don't know how much we've talked about it on the air. This drive, it's occurring in the summer. People tend to be out of pocket during the summer.
Right.
It's harder to raise funds. And indeed, this drive, we haven't met our goals. We haven't been We've been having a slower response than normal, which is common in the summer. And so it's all the more important that you step forward and help us out. The number again is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And don't forget, we've got that $10,000 matching challenge, as well as some awesome thank yous that we want to send you as thank yous for your generosity. And we'll be telling you about those very soon.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. As we said, we only take a few minutes out of each hour to ask you to support us. You can dial that number now, but we're going to continue to take calls and do what we do here, which is answer questions about the Catholic faith. We go now to Robert in Cincinnati, Ohio, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Robert, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yes, I was hoping from the point of view of your very excellent apostleships, if you could give me some advice. Would you suggest if a person is going to perhaps undertake an apostolate of some sort that you should get with your diocesan bishop at the earliest opportunity, or would you suggest that you try to do what you think is a good thing to do and then, you know, perhaps get some fruit to say this is what's going on here? Can I have your approbation?
Okay, so the answer will depend on a few factors. One of them is whether you want to use the word Catholic in your name, because according to canon law, you're not supposed to use the word Catholic in your name unless you have your bishop's permission to do so. So if you plan to call yourself, you know, Catholic Soup Kitchen or whatever it may be, then you'd want to approach your bishop pretty early. If you wanted to call yourself St. Joseph Soup Kitchen, then you wouldn't have that same obligation. In terms of how much affiliation one wants to seek with the church, it's something that is a prudential matter, and it's going to depend on a variety of circumstances, which I can't fully go into during the space we have available on the show. But, you know, a lot of people engage in just kind of an informal apostolate, like, for example, you know, running a website and where you, let's say you – since this is an apologetic show, I'll use that as an example. There are a lot of people out there who are interested in writing about apologetics, and they may, you know, just set up a blog and start blogging about apologetics and then, you know, go on Facebook and interact with people on Facebook or other online media. And it's very informal, and they're not actually running, you know, a larger organization. And it's that kind of thing. Typically, most people don't seek their bishop's approbation for that kind of effort. Now, that means they can't say, I operate with my bishop's approval. But frankly, bishops would be overloaded if everyone who wanted to talk about the faith on Facebook, you know, was asking their permission. So there's a certain level of apostolate where we're called to be out there and engaging in our culture and promoting the church's message. But that doesn't require formal approval from the church. It's just expected that the laity are going to engage in a certain level of apostolate. If you want to start a more formal organization than that, then I don't know that the bishop would be the first place I would start. I might start, you know, being involved in a parish and see, is there an organization in the parish that already serves this need that I could get involved in? One thing, you know, that people often don't think about is in terms of starting an apostolate, most of them really struggle, especially in the beginning years. And you can multiply your efforts more effectively if you are teamed with something that already exists and get involved in, like, if you were running a soup kitchen, there may already be a soup kitchen where you could volunteer your time and your talents and do things there and multiply your efforts rather than having all of the hassle of starting a new one and building it from the ground up and maybe not having it succeed. You know, this is one reason why I personally haven't founded my own apostolates, because I recognize my efforts at this point in my career are more effective teamed with Catholic Answers rather than, you know, just going off and starting something by myself and really having to struggle and maybe not succeed. So teaming up with existing apostolates is something to think about. My impression is that it's easier for bishops to give approval to something that has something of a track record. So if possible, if you do determine that the thing for you to do is to actually start an apostolate, is I would be inclined to start it and let it build something of a track record and then go to the bishop and say, here's what I've been doing. Here's how I operate. I'm interested in potentially, you know, receiving your blessing or your approval, your endorsement. But it's harder for a bishop to do that if you're just starting out or haven't even started yet and he doesn't know you and the kind of work you do. Cy, would you say that's a reasonable way to proceed? Or I know you've worked at a diocese before. Are there particular tips that you would be able to offer?
No, actually, I think that's exactly right. Bishops, it's impossible for them to. I mean, this is a pretty big diocese, but it's impossible for bishops to know everyone. And even if you have a wonderful reputation, you need a track record. You need to build up a track record. It's wonderful, though, to hear about people wanting to start apostolates to serve the church and to serve the world. And in general, I think that bishops are very welcoming of that. But they. For example, like as you said, I mean, if you want to use the word Catholic and you want to do so in a way, you always want to be in union with your bishop with everything that you do.
But there's a specific canon law requirement if you want to use that word.
And you want to be really you want to just build that relationship with the bishop. Now, you don't want to come in out of nowhere and just drop that on him. Robert, is that helpful to you?
That is very helpful. Almost as if you guys had been thinking about, you know, serving the church for years.
It's uncanny, isn't it?
I'm planning on getting started here soon, Robert. Thanks, Robert, very, very much. And God bless you in your efforts. And God bless all of you who have called in the intervening moments since we told you about our pledge drive ending today. 888-291-8000 being that number that you can call, 888-291-8000, $10,000 match. And as Jimmy was saying, it hasn't been stellar. I don't know how to say this in the best
it's
way.
Been but slower than it's, than
it's been slower
what we
than
need.
We well, right. And we don't come back to you and say, well, we got to, you know, fill that need, or we'll make do on what we get these three days. Yeah, right. We're probably not going to.
We do have some folks who have been calling in already.
We
just
do.
In the last few minutes. Peter from Ohio has made a one-time gift of $150.
That's $300 to us.
Which is $300 to us.
Understand that.
Jeffrey from Indiana has donated $50, which then becomes $100 with that $10,000 match. Marion has offered $240, so that'll become $480, almost $500 in
wow.
And valued us. Richard has made a one-time gift of $100. That becomes $200. John has offered $15. You know, he we appreciate that very much. That becomes $30. Anthony has raised his gift, and this is something that you know, people can always do. Even if you've given before, you can call back and raise your gift. He's raised it. It's a $25 gift he made on Tuesday. It's now going to be monthly. So that is
Anthony.
A dramatic expansion. That's a 12-fold, right. Which with the $10,000 matching challenge is actually a 24-fold multiplication of what he gave on Tuesday. So that is awesome. Thank you so much, Anthony.
888-291-8000, that number. Ohio, you're really supporting us, and at least in the last few minutes, and thank you so much for that. That's cool. A lot of Midwest there. But, you know, if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, maybe you could step up as Ohio has, And I'm sure Hawaii is going to.
There's Hawaii and Alaska. And
but I do want to say something about those monthly recurring ones.
Yeah.
They're very, very helpful to us. It's for an apostolate like us, we often don't know where the funds are coming from and when they're coming to us. But a person who will make a monthly pledge helps for planning purposes and helps us to have a base that we know, okay, we can do certain things. And that planning makes a big difference for us. And we would like to send you some thank you gifts. Therefore, if you are able to make an $18 a month or more pledge, and I'll show the books, Jimmy.
Okay, that would be great. I know we have several of them. And it's not just books. We also have a DVD set that we're going to send people. But tell us about the books first.
Okay, so Benedict Up Close, The Inside Story of 8 Dramatic Years, a beautiful book from EWTN by Paul Badd. And you're going to really – I've just started to look into it, and I know you're going to love this. This book I've, of course, read because he's on with us pretty regularly, Father Paul
Scalia. The second book you're talking
about. That Nothing May Be Lost, Reflections on Catholic Doctrine and Devotion. We'd be so happy to send those to you. And as I said, we really want to encourage those $18 a month or more pledges because they mean so much to us. This, however, is for a one-time donation.
Video set that you're holding.
Right. The True Reformers, Saints of the Catholic Reformation. If you're especially blessed and you can make a pledge of a gift of $500 or more. This is from the Augustine Institute. Everything they do is just top notch. They're just as good as can be.
So they're a school, and so they're in the business of education, just like we are. So they're really skilled at communicating information, and this is a particularly interesting series. Because, as you say, it's devoted to the saints of what they're calling the Catholic Reformation, which you may also know under another title, the Counter-Reformation. Because when the Protestant Reformation that we hear about all the time, when that occurred, there was a reaction in the Catholic Church. There were some things in the Catholic Church that needed to be fixed because the church always needs to be reformed in one way or another. Humans are imperfect. And when there was this great wound to Christendom – with a lot of Europe departing from the Catholic Church, it was recognized that this was an occasion that the church really needed to be serious about and take a hard look at itself and see what do we need to do differently. And there were a bunch of saints that were produced in that period of reflection and reformation within the church. And so this video series goes through the lives of St. Thomas More and St. Ignatius of Loyola, Philip Neri, Charles Borromeo, Teresa of Avila, and Francis de Sales, and provides you insights on their lives, which of course then relate to our lives today and our historical circumstance and how we can live and imitate their virtues and what we can learn from them. So that's available for how much, Cy?
If you're able to make a gift today of $500 or more, we're so happy to send that to you along with those books. 888-291-8000.
And with that $1,000 or $500 donation, that'll effectively for us become $1,000.
Right, because we have $10,000 of matching money today.
So if you're someone who would say, oh, I'd love to give $1,000 to Catholic Answers, and if you can, please do. But if you say, oh, I'd love to donate $1,000, but I just can't, well, if you can donate $500, that'll become $1,000 to us through the generosity of donors who have been willing to match your pledge. So once again, the number is 888-291-8000. We now have, as we said, less than 2 hours to talk about that challenge, to be able to meet that challenge. One thing we always talk about, or that I always make a point of talking about, is the spiritual dimension of giving, because it's not just about helping a good radio show stay on the air. There is a larger dimension to that, to the act of giving in this case, because it's a radio show that does spiritual work. You know, we're helping people. Just yesterday, during the show, we had a young woman call who was talking about going to RCIA and becoming Catholic, and we were able to answer a question for her. And that's great. That's what we do. That's what we're all about. And it shows the spiritual work that Catholic Answers Live is able to do. So when you support the work of Catholic Answers Live, you're helping reach people spiritually to bring them spiritual benefit, to grow closer to God. In many cases, you know, people tell us they come to God or come back to God for the first time in years. You're helping bring them eternal life. by helping reconciling them. That is an amazing thing to be participating in. I'm honored to be able to play my role. We need you to play your role too. And God promises that you'll be blessed for doing that. One of the things that St. Paul talks about, this is in Galatians 6, if you want to look it up. St. Paul says, let he who is taught the word, so we're teaching the word, the audience is listening to the word, they're being taught. St. Paul says, let him who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches. So that would be Catholic Answers Live. And he says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh, which in context, St. Paul's talking about giving, you know, giving to the one who teaches to support the work of teaching. He who sows to his own flesh, that would be just keeping all your money for yourself, not worrying about supporting spiritual causes, will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit by supporting spiritual work will from the Spirit, from the Holy Spirit, reap eternal life. So this, your act of donating, it's not just helping a show you like, it's something that has eternal dimensions for you, because St. Paul says when you support the work of the one who teaches, God, you're sowing to the Spirit, and from the Spirit you'll reap eternal life.
888-291-8000 is the number. This is the last day of our summer fund drive. 888-291-8000. Every dollar pledged or donated today is matched dollar for dollar up to $10,000. That's an extraordinary thing. We're very, very grateful both to the donors who make that possible and to you for helping us to reach that goal. I guess another way to put it is a good day for us today means lots and lots of good things for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 is that number. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and we go to Linda in St. Louis, Missouri, listening on Covenant Radio. Linda, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Gentlemen, the background of one of Jesus' quotes is a mystery to me. I hope you can shed light on it. In his book, Rabbi Jacob Neusner, you maybe have read it, and it doesn't matter. A rabbi talks to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He's going through the chapter in Matthew, I think it's 6, when Jesus said it's not enough just to keep the Ten Commandments, but there's go beyond that to the Spirit. You know, eschew adultery even more, don't lust. And the quote the rabbi in question is, you have heard it said, hate your enemy, but I say, love your enemy. And Neusner says, well, that's nowhere in the Old Testament. Now, I couldn't find it. I'm thinking maybe Jesus was referring to what then currently, as his time, was maybe the zealot party saying, hate your enemy. Can you shed light on that mystery for me, gentlemen, please?
So in this particular passage, I don't have the book in front of me. I have a copy of it at home, but I don't have it in front of me. A rabbi talks to Jesus. Are you saying that Neusner says, hate your enemy is not in the Old Testament? Or is he saying, love your enemy is not in the Old Testament? Linda, are you there?
Both of them. I thought he was saying, hate your enemy is not.
Okay. Well, it's true. Hate your enemy is not in, there's not a command to hate your enemy in the Old Testament. But Jesus isn't saying that there is. Jesus is talking about a number of texts from the Old Testament because there is the text in the Old Testament, love your neighbor. That is from the Old Testament. But then Jesus is talking similarly, like thou shalt not commit adultery is an Old Testament text. But Jesus is interacting with how these were popularly being interpreted in his day. And so in his day, there were people who were saying, okay, in the Old Testament, it says love your neighbor, but you don't have to love your enemy. You can hate your enemy. And so there were people who were trying to draw a sharp limit around the love your neighbor application by limiting who's your neighbor, and which is something that crops up elsewhere in the Gospels where people ask Jesus, so who's my neighbor? And he extends it universally. But other people were contracting that and saying, okay, maybe you got to love your neighbor, but you don't got to love your enemy. You can hate him. And in fact, given the fact that someone's our enemy, our natural inclination is to not like them and to hate them and to try to do things to harm them if they're our enemy. So that's the natural inclination that we have in our fallen condition. But God loves everybody is Jesus's point. And so he wants us to love everybody in terms at least of willing their good. Doesn't mean we have to have warm feelings all the time about him, but we do want to will their good even for our enemies.
Thank you so much for that call. More questions and answers when we come back, and some more people to thank. 888-291-8000 is the number. Please call and support Catholic Answers.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for everybody who has picked up that phone and dialed. Last day of our pledge, summer pledge drive. Right now, we're in the last hour and a half of our pledge drive. We won't come to you again for another 3 months to ask you for your support, but we do need to come to you to ask you for your support so that we can be fully funded in what we do for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 is the number to support Catholic Answers right now. And dollar you give is going to be matched dollar for dollar.
Exactly. And so that means that Tucker in Iowa, who called in with a $100 donation, that becomes a $200 donation. Martin in Louisiana, who called in and made a one-time donation of $500, that becomes $1,000. Mike in North Carolina called in with $25. That's going to become $50. Bambi called in with $25 a month, so that's going to become $50 a month. Mike from Nebraska also $500. That becomes $1,000. Alice from Norfolk, Nebraska, $50 becomes $100. Susan from Florida, $30 a month becomes $60 a month. Peter from Ohio, $150 becomes $300. Those are the most recent updates I've got. But wow, that's so generous of you people. Thank you so much. We have only now 90 minutes on air to be able to talk about this $10,000 matching challenge that we really need to meet. We, as we mentioned earlier, are fundraising this time. It's summer. It's slower. It's not where we need to be. And so now that we have this opportunity to have that $10,000 matching challenge today, we really need you to help support us in meeting that. And the way you can do that is by calling 888-291-8000 Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go any time of day or night to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But I would urge you to call the number right now, because if you put it off, you may not remember to do it later. I know that's just human nature. I have that tendency. I may mean to do something, but I know if I don't do it right now when I'm thinking about it, it could fall through the cracks, and sometimes it does. So don't let your good intentions evaporate in that way. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000.
We're very, very grateful to the generous donor or donors who have put up match money for us today. $10,000 today is an extraordinary amount of money. We're very, very grateful for that. If we can match that, that makes for a very, very successful day for us. And the successful day means months of being able to continue to do what we do at the rate and the pace that we're doing it. As we've said, Jimmy, we're trying to expand constantly into new areas, not because we're busybodies, but because the world expands into new areas. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is supposed to be everywhere. It's for everyone in all places and all times. And if the world is going to move to virtual reality, well, we've got to move to virtual reality. If the world is on Instagram, we got to be on Instagram. Right now, we've got thousands of people who watch us each day on Facebook or YouTube or Periscope. That's something that even just a few months ago, we weren't able to do. And we are able to do those things now because of your generosity. 888-291-8000 is the number. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Every dollar is being matched dollar for dollar today, up to $10,000. We go now to Ryan in Midland, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Ryan, you're on with Jimmy Akin. What's your question?
Well, Jimmy, my question for you is, when John the 23rd introduced the 1962 Roman Missal, did he introduce it as a way to supersede the 1570 Missal that Pius V introduced, or did he simply release it as a new and improved version?
Each edition of the Roman Missal that came out after the 1570 edition replaced the one that came before it. So there were multiple editions. Periodically, popes would issue updates. They'd make small changes in the prayers of the Mass. Like, for example, when the Leonine prayers were added, you know, that involved releasing a new edition of the Roman Missal. And since the use of the Roman Missal was obligatory in most of the Latin Rite of the Church, each time a new edition of the Roman Missal came out, it replaced the use of the previous one. So the 1962 edition replaced the previous 1960 edition, which John the 23rd had also released.
Okay, Ryan?
Yeah, that helps nicely. Can I add one other thing real fast before
real quick.
I start off?
Real
yes,
quick.
Sure. When the 2011 Mass revision came out with the new missal, why was the Order of Christian Funerals, Rite of Marriage, and another book called Holy Communion and Worship of the Eucharist Outside of Mass not released as well to coincide?
There are the reason has to do with the publication timeline that's involved in all of these. The Roman Missal, which is the book of prayers that the priest uses at Mass, is only one of the church's liturgical books. Others, like the Order of Christian Funerals and the Rite of Christian Marriage and the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults, RCIA, all of those are separate liturgical documents, and they all have their own timeline for when they get published. And one of the things that you're aware of, if you, like I do, if you track what the Bishop's Committee on Divine Worship is doing, is you can see the different translations proceeding through the pipeline, because they have different stages where they get an initial draft done and then it gets approval by the bishops, but they make some tweaks, then they come back, they have to consult with other bishops' conferences that also use English translations. Then they get to a final text, which is approved by the different bishops' conferences, which is then submitted to the Vatican. And all of this takes rather a lengthy period of time. And so they're in process of constantly updating translations of different liturgical documents. The fundamental reason, though, was that it was the Roman Missal that got a new edition. which was actually back in 2002. The other documents didn't necessarily get revised at that point. They get revised at other points when the Vatican deems it appropriate to do so. So, for example, the rite of exorcism got a revision at a different time than the Roman Missal, and it then began its process through the translation and approval system.
Okay, Ryan?
Gracias.
De nada.
De nada.
We go now to Anonymous in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. And Anonymous, before I put you on with Jimmy, let me just give folks that number again. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and support Catholic Answers. And I want to keep mentioning it because we have that $10,000 match that we would like to use all of today. That's 888.
And less than 90 minutes to talk about it.
888-291-8000. Thanks for hanging on there, Anonymous. Your question for Jimmy Akin.
Thank you. And I'll plug the website, too, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, because I went on that yesterday and made a pledge. It's real easy to do.
Awesome. Oh, you are
Thank
all
you,
right.
Anonymous.
Thanks. Yay. Well done.
Yeah, you.
My question has to do with the morality of the use of birth control pills in this specific circumstance. I've got a teenage daughter that has severe acne. She's been through different treatments that have failed. She went to the doctor. The doctors were recommending a medication that requires by the national government, because it's registered, I guess, with the FDA, or if it's a female, she has to be on some kind of birth control to prevent pregnancy, because the medicine that she would use for the treatment of the acne can cause severe birth defects.
Oh.
Now, my daughter is not sexually active, but in order for her to get this treatment, she has to be on birth control, there's actually, they say, two forms of contraception to prevent pregnancy, one of which can be abstinence, and the other can be oral contraceptive pills.
Okay.
So what's the morality?
Do they do anything to verify that she's taking the birth control pills? Do they do a blood test and periodically and see, is she on the pills or not?
That I don't know, if they actually check hormone levels. I know they do blood work for pregnancy tests to make sure that, you know, they're not giving the medication to a pregnant female, obviously.
Okay. So she would show up, if she's not sexually active, she'd show up as not pregnant anyway. So this is an interesting conundrum. Acne, even though it's, for most of us, it's just kind of a thing we have to deal with in our teens, and it doesn't lead to severe problems for most of us, it really can be a serious thing. I mean, you can get, if you have certain types of acne, you can get scarring all over your face that will mark you for the rest of your life, because there's no way to fix the scarring. And so I just mentioned that because some people in the audience may not be familiar with that aspect of it. And they may think, oh, why are you even bothering with acne? Why not just tough it out? Well, no, there can be kinds of acne that can really leave you scarred, and that it is important to address. So acne can be a serious thing. And you say you've already gone through these other attempts to deal with it and it hasn't worked, and this looks like your best option at present. Assuming that she is abstinent, which I take you at your word and I assume she is, then doing something in addition to that to avoid pregnancy is something that obviously isn't necessary. But if it's required by the law in order to be able to get the medicine you use, then given the fact that she's not sexually active, she's not going to be getting pregnant anyway, and so there will be no contraceptive effect. So you're not, even though you're using, hypothetically, you'd be using certain hormones, which is all birth control pills are. They're hormones that have one of their effects is contraception if you're sexually active. But if you're not sexually active, you're just changing your hormone levels. And if the government requires you to change your hormone levels, but she's not sexually active, then she's not contracepting. She's just changing her hormone levels, and that can be justified for proportionate reasons. So, you know, there are other health risks that are associated with the use of hormonal contraceptives. So you have to factor those risks in as well. But if you, in consultation with your doctor, deem that the problems posed by the acne are potentially severe enough that it needs to really be arrested and dealt with now, then you could morally licitly have some other hormone levels adjusted, but that would not result in contraception, in a contraceptive effect, because she's not sexually active. That would be morally licit. Another possibility would be simply saying, okay, we're going to pick up these hormonal pills at the store, but since we don't have a need to use them, we're not going to use them. And we'll just say, thank you very much. And if they don't check, they don't have to know. Because discreet speech, as the catechism says, can be justified for proportionate reasons. So you could always pick up the pills, say thank you very much, and then not use them.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. That's very helpful, and it's actually a relief because you know, I was very concerned about that. But the way you explain it makes sense, that it's not for a contraceptive effect.
Right.
So that makes sense.
That's the problem. And there are even situations where there can be a medical problem where you need those hormone levels adjusted just to directly address the medical problem. And in those similar situations, there are some where these getting a hormonal adjustment is what's required, and it's not for contraceptive purposes at all.
Thank you so much, Anonymous, for that call. It sounds like that was helpful, and that's what we love to do here on Catholic Answers. It's a privilege to do it. It's also a privilege to get to thank some people. I really want to thank some folks now. Lori, thank you so much for your $25 gift, which for us becomes $50 because we have a dollar-for-dollar match today as we close our pledge drive today. Kathy in Omaha, also a $25 gift, which becomes $50. Frederick from Maine, a $50 gift becomes $100 for us. Also, Brent from Ohio, a $100 gift becomes $200. Jim from Kansas, a $200 gift. Well, Jimmy, you can do the math, $400. Yeah. Joe, a $250 gift. John from Texas, a $500 gift.
So that becomes $1,000.
Yeah. Steve from Ohio, another $500 gift.
So another $1,000. That's awesome.
It means so much to us as we work our way through this last day. Actually, we're very close to just being in the last hour. We got about an hour and 15 minutes that we can be with you to ask you for your support.
But if we're able to make $10,000 today because of that match, it becomes $20,000. So we really need your help. The number to call again is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And we really appreciate all the assistance you're giving us. Like we said earlier, please give us a call and do it while you're thinking about it. Because, you know, I know my tendency is to let things slip through the cracks if I don't do it while I'm thinking about it. Don't worry about missing an answer on the show while we're answering someone's call. You can always go back and listen online or on the podcast. In fact, you know, you ought to download the Catholic Answers app and be able to listen to it on your phone or your tablet anytime you want. So it makes it even more convenient for your schedule. And building those apps to make them convenient for you to get the content you love is something that previous donors have supported. Of course, there's also a need to continually upgrade them because the technology changes, the software that your device uses changes, and we need to be able to modify the app. So there's an ongoing need, and we also want to add more functionality to them to make them even greater. But that's just one illustration of the things that your donation will help support. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000, or like our previous caller, Anonymous, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. He himself testified to how easy it is to use that site, CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
It comes down to this. We really can't surrender the public space to those who would use it merely for profit, and often profit made by filling the space with explicitly or highly sexualized or violent material or ideas that are inimical.
Inimical.
I think I did say it right the first time. Yeah,
you just paused.
Yeah, right, to our moral life. We need to be in the public sphere with wholesome ideas, with the idea that there is an objective morality, for example, or there is a reality to human nature, and that human nature is not just endlessly changeable. We can be whatever we want to be, but that we have obligations in addition to having rights as human beings. And more important than anything, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in every place, all the time. That's what needs to happen in order for our society to be restored to sanity and for our families to be restored to love and peace and all those things that God wants for us. We need to be in the public space to do that. Your local Catholic radio station, it's very important to support them because they are sending out the signals that make that possible. It's also important to support apostolates such as Catholic Answers. We feel very confident that what we produce has value. And so we have no shame about coming to you to ask, can you help to finance that? Can you help? Because we believe that putting this out there in the public sphere is a place, is a calling from God. And we try to live that calling with respect and with fervor, with real fervor, and we hope you will too. And you can do that today by supporting us, 888-291-8000. Or, as Jimmy said, and as Anonymous said, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Giuseppe in the UK, watching on YouTube. I love it when we get the YouTube ones, because even just a few months ago, we weren't getting these from YouTube. And Giuseppe, it's wonderful. Thank you so much for watching us on YouTube. Thanks to everybody who watches us on Facebook or YouTube or Periscope. Your question, Giuseppe, for Jimmy Akin.
Hello, how are you?
Just fine.
Very well.
What's your question, Giuseppe?
Well, I sent a question to you before, so I remember. If you remember when you had Carla on. And I sent Y on Act 837. Remember?
Okay, Giuseppe, I'm gonna need to answer your question, and we're running short on time.
Right, very quickly.
What's your question for me?
Very quickly. Okay. Just very quick. I was speaking to a Jehovah's friend, a witness friend of mine, and to prove his point, he was talking about, like, when the people who would die, and then sort of the waiting for the second coming, and then Jesus resurrects them again.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually have no soul. Yeah? Anyway, so...
Well, they think the Jehovah's Witnesses think the soul can die, and then God can recreate it. But that...
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe that at all.
Mm-hmm. Good, because it's not true.
Believe, I'm a devout Catholic,
mm-hmm.
is why did Jesus resurrect... Lazarus, where would his soul have been? Would it have been in purgatory, or would it have been in heaven or somewhere else? So would have Jesus resurrected Lazarus?
The answer is not entirely clear. God hasn't given us a huge amount of information on this topic. The church holds that apart from a few exceptions, like, say, Enoch and Elijah, who were assumed directly into heaven, that it was the death and resurrection of Christ that opened the gates of heaven and made it possible for humans to go there. And that's classically been understood to mean that there weren't humans in heaven, apart from certain exceptions, prior to the resurrection of Christ. They went to, if they were righteous, they would go to a place that in his parables, Jesus describes as Abraham's bosom, which was depicted as a state of comfort and rest. You'll see this in Luke's gospel in the parable of Lazarus and the rich man, where Lazarus dies and Jesus says, and the angels came and took him to Lazarus's bosom. Now, this shows that Lazarus's soul is still active and conscious in the afterlife. Now, the Jehovah's Witnesses might say, well, but this is a parable. In fact, that's exactly what they will say. But if you look at Jesus's parables, that doesn't neutralize the point, because Jesus populates his parables with things from real life. So in Jesus's parables, we read about kings and fathers and sons and harvests and merchants and so forth. And kings and sons and fathers and merchants are all real things. So Jesus draws on real life in crafting his parables. And so in the parable of Lazarus and the rich man, he's drawing on the reality that souls do continue in the afterlife, and if they're righteous souls, they experience a state of comfort and rest even before the resurrection makes it possible for them to experience the full glory of heaven. So the easiest answer to give is to say Lazarus's soul would have gone to the bosom of Abraham, which may be identical with paradise, which wasn't yet necessarily located in the full glory of heaven. And also, you could say it might be, in Lazarus's case, connected with purgatory. But because these different states are something God hasn't told us a lot about, we have to be kind of careful in what we propose about them.
Okay, Giuseppe, thanks very much. Appreciate that. Jimmy, we're short on time, and I want to make sure I get the number in again before we have to go to a break.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll, if we can, we'll thank some people as well. But we have a full hour of open forum coming up right after this. Again, another great hour, tons and tons of calls. The lines continue to be full. So we'll get to you. Don't go away. If you're on the line, we're going to get to you next hour right after this break. But right now, we're coming up on the last hour, and I don't want to parse words at all. This is the end. This is it.
Yeah. So it's really urgent we hear from you.
Right. 888-291-8000.
Some of the people we've heard from include Sarah from Colorado. She's donating 25 monthly, which becomes 50 monthly. Janine from Minnesota has given $500, and that becomes 1,000 to us. Jeanette from Nebraska has given 200, which becomes 400. Bill and Denise from Nebraska have given 500, so that's another 1,000. Monica from Dallas has given 50 monthly, which becomes effectively 100 monthly for us. So we've got a lot of people calling in, but we still need to hear from you. And the number to call is 888-291-8000. We're going to be going into a break in a minute between the 2 hours, and that means it's an ideal time for you to call because you won't miss anything. We have the whole staff standing by to be able to take your call. Or if you prefer, or if you're listening later on, you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But one way or another, please help us out with the break. It's an ideal time to call because you won't miss anything, and you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you called while you were thinking about it so it didn't fall through the cracks.
And for folks who are able to make a monthly pledge, such as Sarah did and as Monica just did, when we see those monthly pledges, we're very grateful because it's very helpful to us to be able, for planning purposes, as we say, but it also allows us to be able to send you these books, Benedict Up Close, The Inside Story of 8 Dramatic Years by Paul Badd, that comes to you from EWTN Press, and it's just a beautiful book. And also That Nothing May Be Lost, Reflections on Catholic Doctrine and Devotion from Father Paul Scalia, who is a regular guest here on Catholic Answers, and an extraordinary, and you know how I think still, even to this day, most people know Father Paul Scalia because of the really extraordinary sermon he gave at his own father's funeral, his father,
Justice Antonin Scalia,
right, and you can go look at it on YouTube. It's wonderful. But we'd love to send you these two books. Can you make a monthly pledge of $18 a month or more? And when you make that pledge, we're going to be able to send you the books. But every dollar of that pledge for the full 12 months is going to be matched dollar for dollar by the donors today. And I have heard it is donors that have made
this. Yeah, it's more than one.
Have made $10,000 available to us in order to be able to come to you today and really ask you for your help and to make a significant boost to any giving that you do today. If you give $500, as Janine from Minnesota, Jimmy just said, did, that's $1,000 to us. But if you make a $25 a month pledge, for example, that's $50 a month to us. I can't tell you how far $50 a month goes. It means so much. There's a lot of bills to pay around here. All we do is make content that explains and defends and shares the Catholic faith. We try to do it every day with joy in our hearts and with the desire for the good of our brothers and sisters. We know that's why you support us, and so we try to be faithful to that support and do that. If you're feeling that joy in your heart, if you're happy that these messages are getting out and you want them to continue to get out to your neighbors all over this world, 888-291-8000. Dollar for dollar match today, 888-291-8000. We'll be right back with more Open Forum and Jimmy Akin on Catholic Answers Live.